Hi, radio fans. You're listening to the Lunch Hour Radio Show.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands. One nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Now put your hands together for this next cowboy. He has written his last 7 moves, and tonight he's gonna try and make it 8. Here comes the boom sound.
Well, good morning, good afternoon, fans, and making 8 maniacs. That's right, time to kick things off on another Lunch Hour Rodeo Show, and it's Thirsty Thursday. And I don't know about you guys, but I'm getting kind of thirsty for some bull riding and some rodeo. I got to tell you, without the PBR week in and week out, I don't know what we're going to do this weekend. But I can tell you, we're going to have fun regardless. So that's what it's all about. And hopefully you guys are too and have some good plans. Got to let you all know that we had a great time yesterday with Shorty Gorham able to join us. And, man, if you guys missed that show, make sure to get back over to our archives. We've got it posted there on making8.com. You can check us out there on the homepage. We got it featured as our show of the week as of right now. But, hey, we never know who's going to call into this show and what our topics are going to be. You know, it's all based around rodeo and bull riding, and we got phone lines that are open. You guys are more than welcome to jump in. 646-915-9940 if you guys want to jump on there, give us a call. Got to send a big old shout-out to our European bull riders that are tuning in right now online. Got to say, we are glad to have you guys a part of it. Now, we're going to talk a little bit about that here in just a few minutes, but I've got to apologize to you guys. Once again, you know, I'm not trying to make excuses, but we've been gone for almost a whole month, and I did really good the first 2 shows in making sure we got our cowboy logic in there for the day. I missed it yesterday. So I got to apologize. Miss Melanie had been throwing some cowboy logic out there. And, you know, I even write stuff down and still overlook it. But I got so excited that, you know, we had Shorty joining us and talking with you fans that, you know, we kept carrying on. We got sidetracked. And y'all know I don't multitask very well, as you can see right now, as I'm trying to get things done and checking things out. I got messages popping up on Facebook, and, man, it's just getting crazy out there. So, but anyways, we got a lot to talk about. Anybody watch a little bit of hockey last night? I got to tell you, that was some wild stuff. I guess it was the first hockey game of the NHL playoff or the Stanley Cup Finals between Vancouver Canucks and the Boston Bruins. And, man, you know, I'm not much of a hockey fan. I do follow the Lightning just because we're here in Tampa, you know, and right up the road. Obviously, we've got Miss Lynn Wittenberg, who now works for them, who left the PBR to come over there and work for the Tampa Bay Lightning. And so I do try to follow them. They did get beat by the Boston Bruins. They're in Game 7 to make it, you know. But, man, how much aggression. There were fights. There was everything going. There was biting going on in that hockey game. I couldn't believe it. I was like, man, that was one of the most aggressive games I've seen in a long time there in the NHL. So I was, you know, I just had to throw that out there. I know we're a little sidetracked there, but, man, how aggressive was that? That was just, it was pretty exciting to watch. I know that the NBA Finals are having their game tonight, and I got to make mention out there that, yes, I'm pulling for Miami Heat. They did win Game 1. I believe Game 2 is tonight, but, yeah. We got a lot of fans from Texas that are pulling for those Dallas Mavericks, and, well, you know, the Dallas Mavericks beat the Oklahoma Thunder. Now, I'm not a basketball fan either. I don't really follow basketball, you know. But I got to support the ones that I like. And, you know, Oklahoma, I was pulling for them. We're looking to relocate, obviously, out that way. So, yeah, we're going to kind of pull for Oklahoma Thunder. You know, I do kind of follow along with, if the Orlando Magic had been there, I would certainly be watching the NBA Finals. But they're not. So, and neither are the Oklahoma Thunder. But being that Dallas Mavericks beat the Oklahoma Thunder, I figured, well, you know what? I'm going to have to go ahead and pull for Miami on that one. So, yeah, I know there's a little bit of a rivalry going on there, but, hey, it is what it is. It's good times, you know. I like the competitive sports, the NFL, obviously, in their lockout. As we are well aware of, for any of us that are following Chad Ochocinco, out gallivanting around doing everything but getting ready for football, I think. So, just figured I'd throw that out there. Looks like we got some of our stragglers jumping in here. Miss Kat Johnson joining us. Got to say, glad to have you guys here on our show today. I was really impressed with the physical play there in the NHL round one last night. I believe round two will be up tomorrow night. And, I'm probably going to sit back and watch it. There's no hockey or no bull riding going on there on Versus this weekend. So, yeah, I think I'm going to have to tune in and watch a little bit of the hockey and hang out. My son's a big hockey fan. And, you know, it's kind of funny because when he was 4 years old, he actually played roller hockey. I was actually a coach. And didn't know the first thing about roller hockey, didn't know the first thing about hockey, really, other than seeing all the fights, you know. But because he was interested in it, I figured I would be a part of it. And so, yeah, I was actually a roller hockey coach for a while, which was a lot of fun. Now, you're thinking probably, you know, this kid's 4 years old. How much can four-year-olds do? Well, he was the youngest kid on the team. They didn't have any other four-year-olds on the team. They didn't have any four-year-olds in the league. But he was so aggressive and wanted to learn how to skate. His older uncle, who was like 12 at the time, was playing in the same league that he was. So, you know, I mean, it was pretty aggressive. And, you know, that poor little kid would be left behind. But, you know, lo and behold, he would be at the right spot because he wouldn't be able to get down the other end of the arena. So when the guys did get the ball and they shot it, shoot it down, he would be one of the first ones on top of it and was able to take a shot on goals and all that. It was pretty interesting. So, yeah, I do kind of follow a little bit of the hockey deal. Not so much the basketball, but I will watch it just because I know that there's a huge rivalry going between, you know, a lot of these Dallas fans and these folks from Texas. And, you know, the way I look at it is this: hey, you guys took the opportunity for the Tampa Bay Rays to go to the World Series away from us. I'm not going to let you guys take the Florida team out there in basketball, so I'm going to pull for the Miami Heat. Anyways, getting down to it, we got a lot of bull riding. We got a lot of rodeo action to talk about. I'm going to let you guys know a little bit about what's been going on in the world of Twitter as we've been out there. Kind of getting a grip on some things out there in the social networking. And we've got some news that we're going to throw out there at you. But before we do, we're going to take another break here, fans, and want to let y'all know that this break is brought to you by none other than our good friend, Mr. Rob Smets at robsmets.com. Now, I will tell you that the guy's been working on his website, been giving some upgrades. He's got some of his archived radio shows up, the morning coffee shows that we were featured right here on MakingEight.com. You guys make sure to go over and check out robsmets.com. We've got it there on Making Eight now. You guys can get over there and get a grip with Making Eight. So stay tuned, fans. We got a song that we're going to play out here for our good buddy Rob. And just want to let him know that we're thinking about him and as he gets out there and hits the rodeo trail. Stay tuned, guys. Y'all are listening to the Lunch Hour Rodeo Show on a thirsty Thursday afternoon.
I grew up dreaming of being a cowboy and loving the cowboy ways. pursuing the line of my high-riding heroes. I burned up my childhood days. I learned all the rules of a modern-day drifter. Don't you hold on to nothing too long. Just take what you need from the ladies that lead them with the words of a sad country song. My heroes have always been cowboys, and they still are, it seems, sadly in search of one step in back of themselves and their slow moving dreams. Cowboys are special with their own brand of misery, being long, too long. To die from the cold in the arms of a nightmare, knowing well that your best days are gone. Picking up hookers instead of my pen, I let the words of my youth fade away. Old worn out saddles and old worn out memories, but no one and no place to stay. My heroes have always been cowboys, and they still are, it seems, sadly in search of, and one step and back of themselves and their slow-moving dreams. Sadly in search of, and one step and back of themselves and their slow-moving dreams.
Hi, this is world champion Rob Smith, and you're listening to Making8.com. Be there, be square.
All right, welcome back to the Lunch Hour Rodeo Show with Making8.com. That's right. Got to thank Rob Smith. Want to remind you guys, get on over there to Making8.com. You can click on, we've got the new page set up called Rodeo Stars Network. And when you scroll over it, you'll see a drop-down menu of all of our feature bull riders and rodeo athletes that we have posted right there. So get over there and go check it out. It's one of the new features that we just got posted up there this morning. Been working on it all night long. So, anyhow, I hope you guys enjoy it, and hope you guys are liking some of the new changes going on there with Making 8. And, hey, you know, we're here having a good time on a thirsty Thursday afternoon. Like I said, I don't know about you, but I'm getting kind of thirsty for some bull riding rodeo action. So let's talk a little bit about it. Now, I got to tell you that I did get up this morning and find a tweet posted there from none other than Mr. Sean Gleason and Team PBR, that they are sending Sean Willingham, McKinnon Wimberly, and Mesa Pate to Hawaii. And if you guys were following along yesterday, you saw that post came out that they're looking to send actually two riders to Hawaii and wondering who it was going to be. I think that McKinnon and Sean will make a great feature out there. And they're actually doing a they're doing a TV broadcast that's going to be out there. We're going to be doing some highlights and catching up with these guys, going to be doing some fishing and some surfing and things like that, which I think is fantastic. And so you guys can look forward to that. It's going to be airing in August. They're on the Versus Network, so that'll give you guys something to look forward to outside of what's going to be happening with the bull riding going on Fridays and Saturday nights. So make sure to stay tuned to that. Also, speaking of Twitters and tweets, I ended up getting myself in a conversation. Now, we had retweeted, and as most of you guys know out there, we do a lot of that. We try to retweet a lot of the informative stuff that's going on out there in the rodeo networks. And if you guys are following us on Twitter, you know, I know you guys have seen a lot of it. You know, we've been losing one or two here and there every day, and I don't know what it is that's causing it, you know. Our fans to drop off. Some of you guys just don't care for what we have to talk about. I'm sorry about your luck, you know. But we do keep gathering three or four a day. So, you know, as we lose one or two, we'll gain three or four. And my thing is this, we're out here to promote the goodness of the sport of rodeo and bull riding. We want you guys to be a part of it. We want to get you guys as close to the action as we can. So we're going to continue to do that. And but anyways, I got kind of involved with the Mesquite Rodeo. And I don't know if any of you guys have followed along. We had an opportunity, and let me go back and actually find their exact Resist All Arena. If you guys are not following Resist All Arena, make sure to get over there and do that. Now, they do host and feature the Mesquite Rodeo there in Mesquite, Texas. And I got to tell you guys, as a fan, you know, I was that was one of the first rodeos I had ever seen broadcasted on television. It was on the old, I believe it was TNN, you know, the country music network type deal, basically what CNT is now. But, you know, they would feature the Mesquite Rodeo there. And I can remember watching that as a kid on the weekends, and that was our PBR. You know, we didn't have the PBR back then, but that was our opportunity to see so many of the stars that we now see as legends, you know, Rob Smets and, you know, all these guys, Tuff Hedeman, you know, Lane Frost, all those guys were a part of that Mesquite Rodeo. And so there's a lot of history there. And thank you, Barb, for posting that out there. If you guys are on Twitter, and if you're not on Twitter, you really ought to be on Twitter. It's a great way to find out what's going on in the social media. But, you know, Resist All Arena, you know, is, like I said, they host the Mesquite Rodeo there in Mesquite, Texas. And, like I said, it's been a lifelong dream of mine. At one point, I always said I wanted to ride there. My mom, growing up, would watch the Mesquite Rodeo and would tell us that was her dream, was to ride barrels at the Mesquite Rodeo. And certainly one of the biggest ones in history. They have got a long-standing tradition there in Mesquite, Texas. And if you've been around rodeo for any number of years, you would know certainly that Mesquite, Texas is where it certainly was at. You know, you had Cheyenne Frontier Days, you had some of those bigger events out there, but then you also had Mesquite, Texas. And, you know, it was really cool that we were able to sit back and have a conversation with them, and I made mention that we were looking to relocate, and they said, well, you know what, once you guys get out here and get situated, get a hold of us, and we'll see if we can't help make your dream come true. So I'd love to take Making Eight out there to Mesquite Rodeo. I really would. I think that is absolutely fantastic. So anyways, looks like some of our fans are jumping off. Our European bull riders are going to take off for the day. Got to say, appreciate you guys tuning in right here. And if you missed the show, you can always go back and listen to the archives. But, you know, I like I said, I just think that was really cool. That we were able to have that conversation, you know, with those guys right there in Mesquite, Texas. And cannot wait till we get out there to that Oklahoma area and hopefully make our way down there. Love to have some of you fans come down there. I know that they're putting on a pretty big event this weekend, which is why we were retweeting that. You know, they're giving away free T-shirts out there. And so if you guys are around that Mesquite, Texas area, hey, go check out one of their rodeos. If you have not done it, I think you're missing out on something for sure. Anyways, one of the other things I wanted to talk about, you know, we've been sitting back talking about our European bull riders, but I got word this morning from one of our link liaison, Miss Barbara, who's actually tuned in right here today, and got to say appreciate her jumping on and obviously sending out links and things like that here in our chat room, but you know, Barb had sent me a message this morning on Facebook letting me know that there was a huge rodeo event that's coming up in October. Rodeo China. Never would have thought that you would see something like this, but Rodeo China is going on this October. It's actually going to be held where they held the Olympics. It's going to be a huge arena. From just looking at the pictures, was just amazing. I mean, I couldn't get over it. But yeah, this really looks interesting. I'm sure that Barb is probably putting up the link to the website right now on our chat room. So hopefully you guys can get over there and check it out. We'll try to get a link posted up there on makingeight.com as well. It's called the Bird's Nest National Anthem, or National Stadium. And I was just, I mean, this thing looks amazing. How cool would it be to hold a rodeo right there in China? Man, I tell you what, rodeo is getting out there. I was just, you know, I was amazed. So I'm sure that we will see those links pop up there to the website, courtesy of Miss Barb. If not, I'm going to have to beat her to it, see if I can't get that posted out there. But yeah, I mean, to think that bull riding rough stock would be going on in China. I never would have guessed it. So there it is. I was waiting on it there, Miss Barb. Thank you for posting that out there in our chat room. So yeah, you guys make sure to go check that out as well. I think that's really entertaining to see where rodeo and where bull riding is going. You know, we've got our European bull riders now, and you know, I was thinking about some things that we may be able to try to do, and I want to try to work with them, you know, these producers that are over there in Europe, and try to get some sort of broadcasting over here in the U.S. so that way you guys can see some of that action that goes on out there. You know, maybe we'll try to, you know, we'll try to do something. I don't know how it's going to work out. It may just be like an audio deal like we hear on the live event center there with PBRnow.com, you know. But I think that it would be entertaining to see just what is out there. You know, what's going on out there in that rodeo world. I mean, I'm all for it. And that's why we're here. You know, we're trying to get these things in order, and hopefully you guys will help support us. And if there's something that we can do, let us know. You know, we want to try to get these rodeos and stuff out there. I did send an email to the website there under their contact us page, asking them about any kind of English, you know, well, you know, if there will be any kind of broadcasting of that event. I don't know, maybe they'll have an English representative there, you know. I would like to think that they would, being that, you know, I mean, the history and the historical portions of it. But then again, we did see the Brazil issue. Now, I will tell you that during the Brazil, the PBR Brazilian finals, that we were able to see a live video stream. Couldn't understand a word that was being said out there, but we were able to view the stream and see some of the rides. I don't care if it is in Chinese. You know, if we can get a video feed of it, hey, I'll put it on makingeight.com. We'll try to link up and do a commentary from right here about it, you know. That's, to my understanding, with Rodeo China, I really believe that, I mean, because they do have, like, their website and things like that. They're promoting it in English and in Chinese. So I would think that, you know, or hope that they would try to put somebody there in English in order to try to do some translating. Whether we can get a, you know, that feed or not would be fantastic. I'm all for it, you know, really hope that that can happen. Wow, some of the other things going on. I got to go back to the PBR, but before we do, we actually got some callers on the line, so let's see if we can't jump on here. I think you guys may know this one here. He's been on our show a number of times. We've also got him on the as the host of Short Go Radio. And you guys can find him right there on makingeight.com, Mr. Mike Anderson. Mike, what's going on, amigo?
Not much. How you doing, Scott?
Oh, doing all right today, man. Just getting by.
Hey, man, I just wanted to make mention to you that as you talked about the Mesquite Pro Rodeo, the Scotty Smith Pro Rodeos put that on, and they put on a great production. Their State Smith has been a contractor of the year for like the last 3 or 4 years in the PRCA. He puts on a really cool rodeo, and you ever got a chance to go out there, it'd be really fun. But as you're talking about the PBR cooling down, at this point in the year is when the PRCA really heats up, And there's a couple of big rodeos out there this weekend. Fort Smith, Arkansas has their Frontier Days rodeos. I'll be there this weekend. And J.W. Harris is entered in that event. There's a number of the top 15 bull riders.
Yeah, you're right. I know that Shane and Jesse Proctor have also been out there, and there's also a PRCA event in Hugo, Oklahoma. So, I mean, the PRCA is well underway, man. They're definitely heating up right about now. That's not to take away from – oh, it looks like we lost him. Sorry we lost Mike there. I believe he probably got disconnected. But, I know what Mike is definitely talking about, the PBR, and, you know, they still have the Touring Pro events, and they've got some big ones coming up here. Asheville, North Carolina is coming up. I know Jeff Robinson is bringing some big stock. I mean, he's bringing – I know he's bringing I'm a Gangster as well as Chicken on a Chain. So, you know, the Touring Pro events are still going to be getting heated up. You're going to see a lot of the guys that are towards the end of the event or towards the, you know, maybe the top 30 riders, that type of thing. You may see a few of the top 10, top 20 riders there, but I think you're going to see a lot of those guys try to earn those Touring Pro standings or try to make some money there in the Touring Pro standings so they can keep themselves on tour. Mike, sorry we lost you there, amigo, but yeah, we were just talking about the numerous PRCA events going on. I know you're right about PRCA in Fort Smith, and they've also got Hugo, Oklahoma. I got you back on the line here, buddy.
Yeah, you know, like I said, you know, a lot of these guys are going to be out hitting these rodeos that's around the PRCA, and you're going to see a lot of the stock contractors who produce PBR events are going to be in the PRCA events. Chad Berger, he does a lot of PRCA rodeos in the Midwest, and you'll see a lot of these bulls in every PRCA event. If you got a chance, go to ProRodeo.com, and you can see on there where all the events are happening. Like I said, Fort Smith is a huge deal. They also have a big rodeo there in Springdale, Arkansas, on July the 4th weekend. So during the summer months, like I said, the PBR cools down, but you have your Touring Pro events. But these PRC events, you really have a lot of fun if you can get to one in your area. Watch them on TV. They come on the Pursuit channel and on DirecTV. And, you know, these events are really cool to go to and have a lot of fun going to them.
Yeah, that's for sure. Yeah, we got wind this morning. I know that Jesse Proctor and I believe Shane is with her are out there in Fort Smith this weekend, and I know that they're going to be in Hugo, Oklahoma as well. So, you know, we got our good friends, you know, Shane Hanchy, all those guys are out there on the PRCA tours, and this is an opportunity to get out and really go check them out. 4th of July is Cowboy Christmas. And it's not just for the PBR, but it's for rodeos in general, bull ridings, you know. They're everywhere. So, you know, as fans, you know, we should be looking to gear up, take the family out there and go hit some of these rodeos and support some of these things. You know, although we're not seeing them week in and week out on Versus, you know, the top 40 there in the world in bull riding, we're able to see them at these events because they're not there. We can get up close and personal with them. We could see them a lot more and have an opportunity to even talk with them a lot more at these smaller venues.
Exactly. You know, you got the PRCA has an extreme bulls tour, just kind of like the PBR. It's just bull riding. But going to these PRCA events, you have a lot of fun. And the PBR events do so much for production, and it's a really fun time. But the PRCA, in turn, they do a lot of acts. And something that the PBR don't do is you have guys there coming there with a specialty act, and it's family friendly, and it's really cool to get out to these events and see these guys. And you're not going to get to see the same funny guy at every rodeo. In the PRCA events, there's so many different guys that go out there, and you'll really be entertained by each and every one of them. So I encourage all the fans to go out to these events that's in your area, because there's a lot of these events that are really fun, and you'll see some big name guys at these events. You just have to check with you can look on the day sheets and see what days you want to go. You go to ProRodeo.com, and you can get the day sheets there, and you can see which days these cowboys are going to be at what cities, and you can go there and really enjoy the fact that you're sitting the top 15 in the PRCA, J.W. Harris, you know, these big-name bull riders. And then you got bareback riding, saddle bronc riding. So it's really entertaining to go to these events and have fun watching them.
Yep, absolutely, Mike. Well, hey, listen, man, I appreciate you jumping on here and giving us a call. Are we going to have a short go on Sunday?
We are going to have a short go radio show this weekend. Kind of having conflicts on finding out who we're going to have on this week. It may just be talking about some new news that's coming up, and we're going to talk a little bit about Fort Smith, Arkansas. So not really sure if we're going to have anybody get a chance to come on with us this week, but we're going to talk a lot about Fort Smith and go from there. But, yeah, we are going to have a show this week.
Right on. And that'll be 5 o'clock Central Time, right? Or
5:30? Yes, sir, 5:30 Central Time.
5:30 Central Time. All right, man, look forward to it. We'll see you then.
Take care, Scott.
All right, buddy. All right, guys, that's Mike Anderson with Short Go Radio checking in here with us, and I got to say I appreciate him jumping on there. He's absolutely right, you know. I mean, this is an opportunity for us to really get out there, and, you know, we were talking with Shannon just 2 days ago about the being able to afford going to a lot of these events. Well, you know, you're going to have an opportunity to see a lot more of these guys out there at some of these smaller events, be able to get up close and talk with them, spend some time, get to know them a little bit more on a personal basis. So, yes, but while we have a chance, going back to it, I see the comments coming in here in the chat room in regards to the events going on in Europe. And you're absolutely right. Although they won't have somebody there in, you know, to translate there in English, we want to try to work with somebody who may be able to do that for us. Obviously, you know, there's just like we have a lot of fans over here that speak other languages. You know, they have a lot of fans over there that speak English, and we're going to be looking to try to get something going with that. There are some things that we can utilize that we're looking into in order to get some sort of translation there where it can be broadcasted in English back here in the U.S. So we're doing research, guys. We're trying to find out how to bring you, the fans, the most rodeo and bull riding coverage that we can. And I think that, you know, the opportunities are out there. We just have to pursue them. And right now, I mean, that's why Making 8 Rodeo Network is taking shape into what it is right now. And if you guys have not been over there to see the new website and the new format, make sure to get over there and do that. You can go and click, you know, scroll down. You can check out any of our rodeo networks. We've got associations there posted for you guys so you guys can see there what's going on. We've got rider networks where you guys can follow the athletes and go check out their websites. All right there on making8.com. We've got a directory listing where you guys, and if you guys want somebody to be there, or if you guys have a business that wants to be promoted within the rodeo community, let us know. We'll get you posted up in the directory, and we'll get you guys posted out there. We want you guys to be able to have one website to go to find out what's going on in your area, or what's going on in the rodeo community. And that's why we're retweeting and we're sending out messages about so many different events that are going on. It's not just the PBR. We want you to get a feel of everything. We all love the PBR. We love our favorite bull riders that are out there working week in and week out. But there is so much more out there, and we have an opportunity to see those guys. And you know, that's, you know, and Kat, that may be something that we look into. I'm seeing a great comment coming in about using an auto translator. We could very well utilize that. They're not always accurate, and it's pretty funny. I would love to see a rodeo and see how that progresses. So, but we've got to get that networking developed out there in Europe. So when we're talking with Jens and Daniel, you know, we've got to try to get them on board with us to say, listen, we want to know about how you guys are doing and how these rodeos are doing. So we might be able to figure something out there. We've got the network in place. We just have to get, you know, we're still doing the research, but we're looking into to making some of those things happen. So you, the fans, can stay tuned with our favorite guys. I mean, we've gotten Daniel and Jens and so many others that support the European Bull Riders that are a part of Making Eight, and a part of you, you know, the PBR fans and the rodeo fans, that we want you guys to be aware of what's going on over there, and this would be great exposure for them. So we're going to look into that, you know. Like I said, you know, going back to it, though, I mean, there's some big touring and pro events coming up. I know that I believe that Miss Wealthy 66 is going to be there, one of our good friends, Miss Linda, and they're going to have some pretty big deals. I know Jeff Robinson is putting that deal on. Chicken on a Chain, I'm a Gangster is going to be there. It's going to be huge. CBR is looking to light things up for the 4th of July weekend. They're going to have some pretty big events. You guys go check out CBRBull.com. And you can find it right there on MakingEight.com. It's right there on the network. You guys can get right over and check it out. Also, Catching Word. Now, this is something that I've kind of overlooked for a while. We haven't really even talked about it. But during the PBR World Finals, the PBR is going to be having their biggest reunion of heroes and legends. And I, for one, am going to look forward to that. I'm going to try to do my best. Now, we're planning on still being there at the World Finals. You know, as a matter of fact, we're working on getting our credentials in, our media credentials, so we can be there and be a part of the action and bring you guys a lot of that action there. We want to, you know, we want to get some interviews. We want to do our radio shows from that week out that way. And we want to hang out with you, the Making A fans that are going to be there. I think it'll be huge. So that's one of our goals. But, yeah, you know, I think that's going to be a huge event as well. They're going to have their biggest reunion of heroes and legends. I know that that's going to be action-packed. You're going to get to see a lot of guys that we know and respect out there hanging out for that weekend. So it's going to be huge. Also, one of the other things I wanted to talk about. Now, yesterday we were talking about some of the standings there with the PRCA. And we were talking about, I know that one of Miss Kat Johnson's favorites, Clint Cooper, is actually leading the tie-down roping. Well, after round one of the old 4 days there in Fort Smith, Arkansas, Hunter Heron actually took over the lead. So, Clint's fall back to second place, but there's still a lot of rodeo action. I mean, this PRCA is just getting set up, but that's going to be a tight race, and hopefully you guys will kind of follow along there. And I was thinking about it, and I was like, man, it's been a while since we've had Shane call in our show. We'll have to see if we can't get him back on here shortly and talk with you guys. I'd love to find out how he's doing out there on the road. I know that he's been pretty quiet on Twitter, not quite as active as he was there towards the beginning of the year. So we'll have to see if we can't get him back in line and find out how he's doing out there. But anyways, we're getting into a lot of the rodeo and bull riding action. I mean, summertime is here. But this is a time for you as fans to really get out there and, you know, promote a lot about what's going on in your area. We want to know about it, you know. Send us tweets. You guys have the social capabilities. Send those tweets. Send those Facebook messages. Let us know how things are going on. And if we're catching wind of it, we will get out there and repost it. We want others to know about what's going on in your area, you know. That's how these rodeos will continue to keep growing. We got to get bigger crowds out there. We want to get you guys excited about what's going on in the rodeo community. So hopefully you guys will take that into consideration. But, yeah, I see Kat's point going back to the European Bull Riders and using that auto translator. Man, I think that would be a trip because you know that everything wouldn't come across right. So it would be very entertaining to see how that would work. We'll see what we can do. Like I said, we're going to look into it, and if we can make some of those things happen, we'll certainly do that. But anyhow, that's just, just one of those things where, hey, we're trying to get the message out there. We're trying to get the word out. You know, we got so many of our friends that are in the rodeo community right now that are working hard week in, week out, day in, day out. We got guys like Rob Smets, you know. I mean, if you guys have never had the opportunity to go meet that guy, you need to get out there and go try to meet him, you know. We want to let you guys know about it. You can find him right there on making8.com. Just click on that Rob Smets link, and it'll take you right to his website. So that's what we're starting to do now. We're starting to build that shape, starting to gain that. You know, we want you guys to be a part of it, want you guys to know what is going on out there in the rodeo community. So anyhow, we are going to take another short break here, fans. When we come back, we're going to talk a little bit more bull riding, more rodeo action with you, the Making 8 fans. We've got some cowboy logic for you today. Hopefully, I will not forget it. And we're going to let you guys know what that is when we come back as well. Got to let you guys know, making8.com. You know, we're really trying to get this thing off the ground. We're building and designing this website for you, the fans, to be able to interact and find things within the rodeo community. Supporters of Making 8, we're building partnerships, we're building alliances with several of these associations, with these riders. If you guys know somebody or you guys want to be a part of the rodeo community, have something you want to promote, take a look at Cat Johnson. We've got a store page up. Love to get a website page up. You know, we're offering some things at a pretty affordable rate right now. We want to get you guys out there. We want to get you guys that exposure. So if you guys are interested, make sure to contact us. Spread the word. Let's get that word out there about making8.com. We're going to take our break, fans. When we come back, we'll get more into the rodeo bull ride in action with you. Stay tuned.
Here comes the moon now. Here comes the moon now. It's on the burn out of Buffalo. fans, this is your old buddy Gizmo McCracken. We've been to Cheyenne, we've been to Fort Worth, we've been to Salinas Rodeo, and we're on the Making Eight Rodeo Network, so keep this thing plugged in, because you don't need that kind of aggravation.
All right, welcome back to the Lunch Hour Rodeo Show right here with MakingEight.com. And got to tell you guys, that was Gizmo McCracken. If you guys have not seen him, that was one of the things that our good buddy Mike Anderson was just talking about there. You know, getting out to some of these PRCA events, things like that. You get to see a lot of these specialty acts. Well, Gizmo McCracken is one of them, and he is a pretty entertaining guy. He's out there at these rodeos, and you guys will see him nationwide, and definitely one to get out there to see. But there are so many out there. Our good buddy, you know, Matt Merritt does a lot of these Seber deals. I think you guys really enjoy seeing him if you guys have not seen him already. I do know that Miss Kat Johnson had the opportunity to see him there at the NBR Finals, and really entertaining. And that's what some of these rodeos are all about, you know. You get to mix things up, and you get to see new faces, and, you know, they're all part of the rodeo family, though, you know. So anyways, that's, you know, that's that, I guess, as they say. We got about 13 minutes left in the show, and got to tell you guys, I do have our cowboy logic here for the day, but before we get into it, I'm going to send you guys out a message. Now, I've sat here and stewed about this deal over the last 24 hours, you know. I've been kind of bothered by some of the things that are going on. Now, we started our show back on Monday, and, you know, it seems like since we've been back on air, we've lost fans. We've gotten less and less people that are out there supporting Making Eight. And I'm not sure why, you know. I don't think that we really changed things a whole lot, but I'm not real sure what it is, other than speaking the truth and trying to help you guys out so we can continue to support our favorite bull riders, our favorite associations, you know, and we can get closer and more involved with them. You know, I'm not getting paid for doing this job. I'm doing this for you, the fans. I want you guys to be aware of what's going on. And, you know, it just seems to bother me that, you know, some people are getting real frustrated and disliking us and no longer wanting to be supporters of Making Eight. And I'm sorry for that. I'm sorry if you guys take offense to something that I say out here. But the bottom line is I think that a lot of the fans are being blinded by one thing instead of looking at the overall picture. And, you know, I mean, really, that's my cowboy logic to you guys from me. You know, I want you guys to be able to understand both sides of the story, you know. And you guys are the ones, are the reasons why we're here. You know, you guys are the reasons why we're doing this. And I'm going to continue to do it. You know, I mean, I've done this thing for a year and a half with no listeners on our show. But I'm passionate about what we're doing here in the sport of rodeo. And I want you guys to be the same way. I want you guys to get excited. I want you guys to get fired up about what's happening in the rodeo world and in the bull riding world. I want you guys to continue to spread that word, because that is what's going to continue to keep this thing growing and to keep us going. You know, I want you guys to be a part of it. I'm sorry if you guys feel like something I said is offending you. But the bottom line is, it's the truth.
What's the truth? You can't handle the truth.
And, you know, that is exactly what it is. You know, some people are really overlooking the fact of what it is, you know, that we're trying to send you the message on. You know, I'm sorry. And, you know, take me for what I am. But, you know, it's hard to lose fans. It's hard to see fans that say, I no longer want to support you. For what? For telling the truth? For telling you guys what the reality of a situation, you know? This thing all stems from last week, or this week, starting up talking about using the PBR name, using the PBR brand. Fans are upset at the fact. I'm don't shoot the messenger. I'm just a guy out here trying to help you understand where the PBR is coming from. If they're going to give somebody rights and privileges that most fans would not have the opportunity to have, but then see something, whether it's on their personal note or not, they're still one and the same. You know, it is what it is. And the PBR has every right to take that away. Do I agree with that? No, I don't. I think that, you know, I love Cowboy Dave's videos, and I think that he should be out there continuing to put them on. But the way it was put to me this morning as I was in a phone conversation was, you know, it's just like a child. You know, when you do something wrong, they're going to take your privileges away. And the PBR felt like he had done something wrong. David Dix was PBR Get Tough. But before he was PBR Get Tough, he was David Dix. And that's what everybody knows him as. Either one. They are one in the same. And that was the only thing I've been trying to get out to you, the fans, is that if you are going to use it, it doesn't matter. You're in a social network. You're putting it out there for the whole world to know. Yes, you have the right to say whatever it is you want to say. And no, David Dix was not on the PBR salary. But he was working to support the PBR. They gave him special privileges that you and I don't have. He was given rights. And the PBR made a choice to take that away. I don't agree with it. And I hope that they can get things worked out. But if it's going to cause me to lose fans because I'm giving you a message, I can't control it, and I'm sorry for that. I hope that you guys would understand that that is where I'm coming from. I'm not speaking on behalf of the PBR. I'm just trying to open up some light on the subject. I'm just trying to explain to you fans out there that are using that name to do it cautiously. To be respectful, because that is what you guys are supporting. And whether you're on their payroll or not, you're representative of the PBR. So carry yourself that way, whether you agree with them or not. If you choose not to, then take the PBR off of your name. It's that simple. And I mean, we may go down to two or one listener to our shows a day. But we're going to keep carrying on this deal where, like I said, I mean, we've lost one fan. We've gained three more. And I hate it, though. I hate that we're losing fans. For what? Because I'm expressing the truth? Just trying to shed some light on the subject there, rodeo fans. I want you guys to be a part of the same great organizations and the same great sport as I am. So anyways, getting down to our cowboy logic for the day. Just had to throw that out there to you guys. But Miss Melanie had given us some cowboy logic yesterday, and I completely got sidetracked because we had the legendary Shorty Gorham with us, you know. Made me a little nervous, got me a little sidetracked there. I wasn't fully expecting his call, but he did take the time out for you fans, and I was so glad for that I just completely slipped my mind. So, Miss Melanie, I know you're looking for your cowboy logic. Here it is. When your mind says give up, hope whispers one more try. And I thought that was really some great cowboy logic for us all, you know. But then I saw a post there this morning, and I want to give you some. That this one actually came in from the lovely Miss Donna Davis, who I believe is tuned in on the phone lines. And I wanted to get I wanted to post this out there because I wanted you guys to really stop and think about some of the things that have happened, really even in the course of the week, you know. Maybe, and a lot of it's on my part as well. But this was some great words of wisdom that I felt should be posted out there as cowboy logic. So here you go. Get rid of all bitterness, rage, and anger, brawling and slander, along with every form of malice. Be kind and compassionate to one another. Forgive each other, just as in Christ, God forgave you. That's actually a Bible scripture that comes out of Ephesians 4:31-32. So, you know, I figured that that was a great message to send out to many of our fans out there. And I'm not saying anything against any one of our fans out there. I love each and every one of you guys, and thank every one of you guys for supporting us. You know, you guys are the only reasons why I'm here. You guys are the only reasons why I came back as soon as I have. I'm flat broke. We're having to move because we can't afford to stay where we are right now and continue to do the things that we're doing. We got to make some changes. And we're looking to make some changes for the positive. But I feel like I'm also letting other fans down by losing them. And that, to me, is disappointing. It's discouraging. But I'm going to keep driving on because that's what we do. And even though I get those urges sometimes to give up, I keep getting that whisper, give it one more try. And that's why we're here. So I appreciate everybody for tuning in here today. Want to remind you, we'll be back here on the Lunch Hour Rodeo Show tomorrow. It will be Friday. And I know that so many fans are looking forward to the weekend. We got to talk about some fantasy things, the PBR fantasy draft as well. I know that we're in our break and we don't have to worry about it, but I want to get you guys' feel on what's going on. So we're going to talk a little bit about that tomorrow. We may even have a guest or two call into the show. So with that being said, we're going to close things out. I want to thank everybody once again for tuning in, and we will see y'all tomorrow. Until then, get a grip with Making8.com.
I hear you're looking for a cowboy to take you for a ride. Well, baby, I think that I'm your man. Cause I've been broken and busted, but these spurs still ain't rusted. And this saddle, this warmer, she'll still ride. And it's gonna be a long night, so baby, hold on tight. I talk slow, but I still move real fast. I'm here for the real deal, and your heart's all that I'll steal. And girl, there won't be no doubt. You can't resist my resist all. It's black as the night for my first 11 nights. I'm here for a wild ride. I'll stand right by your side. We'll dance till the sun comes up. And I'm tore up and I'm full of, I look down and look up. I'm a cowboy from my head to my toes. And this rodeo's all I know. I'll put on a real show. And girl, there won't be no doubt. I've been thrown, I've been bruised, tossed and confused. 8 seconds can seem like a day. But stay out of my way, cause I come to play. And 8 seconds is all that I'll see. You can't resist my resist all. It's black as the night for my first 11 nights. I'm here for a wild ride. I'll stand right by your side. We'll dance till the sun comes up. And I'm tore up on the floor of a look down and look up. I'm a cowboy from my head to my toes. And this rodeo's all I know. I'll put on a real show. And girl, there won't be no doubt. I love a girl with a tramp stamp, a double dock and boat ramp, and whiskey shaking never stirred. Tank tops and flip-flops, those all-night-long truck stops, and beer when it's cold and that's free. You can't resist my resist on, black as a nightfall, my boots are leather and high. I'm here for a wild ride, I'll stand right by your side. We'll dance till the sun comes up. And I'm tore up on the floor of a look down and look up. I'm a cowboy from my head to my toes. This rodeo's all I know. I'll put on a real show. And girl, there won't be no doubt. No, girl, there won't be no doubt. I hear you're looking for a cowboy to take you for a ride. Well, baby, I think that I'm your man.
This is Wrangler National Finals rodeo announcer Roger Mooney. When you get ready to get a grip and get explosive, get all of your bull riding info on Makin8.com. Tune it in, rip off the knob, and let's get hide, hump, hooves, and horns. Makin8, it's a winner.